Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is about the time that my bowel movement hits.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
I do like to have a party, and we got one tonight. A little Christmas party, a little ugly sweater party going on. Ron, I'm looking forward to it, bud. We going to have a good time?
Oh, I'm getting loaded.
You're going to get loaded. You already ordered your Uber, huh? That's good.
Oh, yeah.
I like it, man. That's gives me something to look forward to.
Red Bulls and vodka, baby, all night.
Really? Is that right? Is that right? Bull and Goose, huh? Back in the day, well, I thought it was cool as hell.
Bull and Goose.
Huh?
Yeah, on, sugar-free man. Bull and Goose.
We didn't have sugar-free back then. We just went with that straight dark blue and red can. Hell yeah.
I like the yellow can.
Nowadays, we just dumped them 5-hour energies in there, them stands in there.
Them stands, huh?
Yeah, that's what we get done. But look here. If you're out there and you're toting around the old Odyssey app, you got the Odyssey app on your phone, on your device, good for you, because guess what? This show right here, we've had D'Amico Ryans, his Wednesday presser, game week Wednesday presser. That's right, we're back into football week here, folks. D'Amico Ryans was on at about 2:25 in that second segment, 2:20, 2:25-ish, somewhere in there. So you can use that rewind feature, you can catch that. We also had Cecil Shorts on the phone, on the show, former Houston Texan, former Jacksonville Jaguars. Boy, you talking about former players, man. Cecil brings it now. He brought it. He had some very interesting comments about Tank Dell and the offense, Bobby Slowick and the offense. That was at the 2:40 mark, wasn't it, Tyler? Wasn't it at the back end of the
That's correct, yes, sir. I think he joined us right around 2:45.
Yeah, you can use that rewind feature to get that. And I'm not done yet. C.J. Stroud was just on with us at 3:40, meeting with the media for the first time in ten days, whatever it's been.
Was
good.
Damn good content, man.
Yeah, great.
What spot in town can you get that at?
Oh, hell, Sports Radio 610. Are you kidding me?
Alley-oop.
Hell, I don't even know if that was a real question, but I got your answer. That's for damn sure. But that Odyssey app, if you don't have it on your hip, AUDACY, download the app, keep it on your phone. One, you can take us everywhere you go, but two, you can always go back and catch the pressers. We'll carry those suckers live and in color. And then obviously when we have guests like Cecil Short, you'll be able to go back and listen to them as well. Boys, but I got to get something off my chest, boys. I had a real life experience that everybody in Texas, but everybody in the city of Houston for damn sure has experienced and can relate to what I'm fixing to say. 713-572-4610, right? I've been thinking about this for a while. Center Point. We're all familiar with Center Point. Hell, even Mattress Mac had some beef with Center Point. Wasn't that Mattress Mac that had some beef with Center Point with some of the outages?
No, the Astros, they're kicking ass and taking names.
That guy right there. By the way, prayers up. I hope he's doing well. I hadn't checked in with Mac to see how he's doing since his surgery, since his heart surgery a couple days ago. Hope he's doing well. Prayers up for the big man. But Center Point, you know, Center Point Energy, they also work with gas, obviously, gas service at the house too. All right. And I had some gas problems, boys. I'm not talking about my internal gas.
So you eat pizza again?
Well, my wife, boy, it's rough. I don't eat pizza, luckily. But my wife would tell you that I've got gas problems personally, like internally, but I'm talking about the kind that's out at the meter at the crib.
Yeah, kind of like we're smelling.
We're potentially
putting in our bodies.
They're going to blow us up in here in the studio if anybody lights a cigarette. Luckily, those days are behind us. But so I just want to take a minute and I want to thank and I want to give a shout out to all the guys and gals, fellas and ladies that are out there that work for Center Point that get such a bad rap. Because I'm going to tell you, customers, folks like myself, it is extremely difficult to be cordial when a Center Point rep shows up. It is extremely difficult to be respectful when a Center Point energy rep shows up.
Oh no.
I wonder if they're trained for this.
And I want to apologize. Well, they're aware of it. That's for damn sure. I want to apologize because I'm gonna tell you what, Center Point Energy, you are piss poor.
Oh my.
You are pissy poor and it's unacceptable. Your customer service is absolutely unacceptable. It's embarrassing. We should all get a refund. This is not what we all are forced to pay for. The customer service with Center Point is unbelievably bad. Ron, I'm talking about Home Depot, my cabinet's bad, brother.
Oh, damn it.
I'm talking, we spent a week.
I'm still willing to work with you.
We spent a week trying to get a meter upgrade. Just come out, and you know what a meter upgrade is? Hell, I need you to come out and install a bigger piece of equipment so I can spend more money with you.
More money, yeah.
More money with you, right? Ron, for a week plus, these jokers couldn't find our account.
Mm. This is starting to sound like...
Oh, my God. They kept saying, oh, are y'all on Crosby Cedar Bow? No, that was a flip house we sold a year ago. No, we're not on Crosby Cedar Bow. Or are y'all on Pinehurst Drive? No. That was a house we sold 2 years ago. We've had an account we offer 5+ years at this address with this meter number, and we've been paying our bill every damn month. A week, 6 different reps we talked to. My wife did, by the way. She's a lot nicer than me. I don't know that I'd have got to 6. But nothing. Hey, call back in 2 hours. We may have this account thing figured out.
Mm, before they even get out there.
Before they ever get out there.
Are you sh-
Right, so I posted a little something on social media, Ron, and within 3 hours, I don't know if it's because I got a little bit of a platform or not, but within 3 hours, I had me a response of, hey, here's what happened, here's how it all went down, it's back in order, and we're working on, we're going to get out there, right? Okay, cool, thank you very much.
Use your platform.
Where basically. I'm going, well, I don't know if it was that or not, maybe the people that they have on their social media team just are a lot more responsive and a lot more competent than the jokers they got in their customer service division. But where I'm going with all this is somewhere positive, right? Because we as a city, we as a people, we got to take a couple of deep breaths when the representatives with the logo on the side of the Chevy pickup, GMC pickup they're driving, when they pull up with that Center Point logo on the side of the truck. We got to take a couple of deep breaths. We got to be a little more understanding.
That's sound ass advice, man.
No, look, because here's the deal. Here's where I'm going with this, Ron. Tyler, here's where I'm going with this.
Both of us.
I got y'all mixed up.
It's all good. We look alike.
I have never, whether we're in a crisis situation and it's electricity and we're trying to get things worked out so people have power, or it's like my man Torrance Lee today. Torrance Lee came out there, changed out my whole damn meter out there, got me rocking and rolling. T, I appreciate you. T. Lee, I appreciate you.
Did you show up to see T. Lee in a place where you were ready to get after it? Were you ready to get after it?
No. I my wife has dealt with this, so I'm a little bit removed from the situation. I dealt with my boy T. Lee today, and we had a conversation about what I've went through. Yeah, and he listened and he understood, right? But there, here's the deal. Through this process, Ron, I've had run-ins, and I mean positive run-ins, not negative. I've had run-ins with probably five dudes, all guys. I guess they could be gals, but these were all guys at the house with Centerpoint. Every last one of them, above and beyond, cool, calm, collected, handling their business, getting it right, doing their job, boom, 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 respectful. I mean, 10 out of 10 dudes. Dudes that I would invite back and boil crawfish and drink cold beer. And if any of y'all listening out there, you're more than welcome to come on back. So I can only imagine what these people deal with when they pull up on somebody that's so frustrated, they're just out of the gate, dog cussing them out of the gate. So I want to apologize for anybody that gets dog cussed, because you folks out there in the field, in the streets, working Centerpoint, whoever's running that department, whoever's hiring in that department, y'all are doing an A plus, I mean elite, A plus job, and that person needs to take over your customer service division, because it is ass. It is terrible. It's unacceptable.
That's one of the worst things when you got to come up and deal with the issue that somebody else did.
Unbelievable. Like
somebody, you got to,
and they handle it
fire.
With so much class and so much cool.
So I said they got to be trained to do it.
Oh man! And let the electricity go. Let the electricity be out. You got people out there wanting to harassing these guys that are trying to get the damn electricity going again. And look, it's 99.9% of it is because of the response that they are not getting from customer service. And it's not about they're not getting the answers they don't like. They're not getting a response. It is pissy poor. A company that size, something that so many of us, all of us, have to deal with so often, should be ran better. I mean, get it together. Get it together, Centerpoint. T. Lee, I appreciate you taking care of it.
Thank you, Torrance.
Hell yeah. Taking care of it today. That was big time, man. By the way, he knew my boy Keith Davis, KD, that came out of Sam Houston. Shout out to Sam Houston. We got B. Scott coming on here in a little while.
We do.
Sam Houston played with the Cowboys for a few years, straight out of Italy, Texas. He went to Sam Houston with Keith Davis. So we had a little something in common there with him. But real quick, boys, I'm gonna go to this, because I think this Brett Favre, Mark Gastineau is extremely, extremely important, and we're gonna get to that at some point, full segment.
But
I know it's great. It really is good. Mark's mad at the wrong guy.
You heard
Mark,
me.
Mark's mad at the wrong guy.
I got some thoughts on
and,
that.
We've got an explanation on Twitter. Brett Favre has a Twitter thread, by the way, boys, that explains everything that went on. So this is really good. But let me ask y'all this. Where are y'all at with phone conversations carrying through the elevator ride?
I like conversating on the elevator. I like being friendly with
some people.
No,
you were talking. You wasn't listening. See, I bet you were a bad kid in elementary.
I was preparing something for you, sir.
I'm talking about if us three are, if we're on the elevator and we're going up or down and somebody gets on the elevator with us, by the way, going up, I think it was 16 floors.
Okay.
Earpiece in.
Okay.
Phone conversation. On the phone with somebody else, phone conversation.
Oh, hell no.
Close quarters. I mean, and it wasn't like obnoxiously loud, and I really didn't even give a rip. She actually smelled really good, but it was one of those where I was like, how? I don't know how to feel about this.
It's got to be a certain level of importance.
No, this was not important.
Yeah, it's got to be a certain level of importance.
I mean, she just got back from Miami, and apparently she makes some pretty good money, because her thoughts were she's going to work harder over the next 2 years so that she can buy a place in Miami. I'm telling you, I heard a good chunk of the conversation. Yeah,
I do a lie all the time, and I don't know if it's a lie or not, but hey, it's like anytime I'm on the phone, hey, I'm about to get on this elevator, probably about to cut out.
Right.
I've said that.
Either hang tight, and if it cuts out, I'll call you back, or let me hit you back when I get up.
I mean, folks that do it, whether it's this lady that happened with you, Clint, or whoever the hell else, the only thing I can figure is these people are literally just out of touch with, like, everyday courtesy and manners. Like, they are just completely disconnected. They run their own world, and they really have no clue.
Yeah, people who don't follow the door rules, the clear opening door rules. You can tell.
Yeah, man. Come on. Like, we show Southern hospitality down here. You don't need to be doing that.
Not, like, if it's an important conversation, like, if you were having a conversation with Megan, and this is something like, all right, hey, like we're talking about something that has to do with the house or something that we're about to do. Like I would expect you to, you know, to kind of bring it down a little bit. All right, man, we're gonna hold through this. Hold through this, or like, yeah. But if you're just talking.
Oh yeah, we're just breaking bread.
Like, yeah, man, hold on, man. Let me get off real quick.
And it, like Clint said, I'm not saying this whole thing is like the end of the world. Like when it happens, I'm just fuming. But it is annoying, and it just makes me wonder, what's going on in your head?
And while we're on the elevators, I hate people who don't go to their spot in the elevator. Like we got four corners. I was on the elevator with somebody. We got four.
Stood tight to you.
We got four corners. Three people on the elevator. Two people was in corner, and then you were in the middle. Phil, Phil, like the one lady. The lady was up front over there, and she puts the button. She's right up there in her corner on the button. I'm diagonal on this corner. In the middle, we could go right there. Like we could.
He could have gone two different open spaces.
He had two corners.
He got cuddled up.
My man sitting here, standing right in the middle.
He was trying to keep an eye on you, man.
And I'm just like, Phil, what you like?
Cold.
I want to say, Phil, man, what you doing? Go to your corner. Now I understand. Like if we got five. Everybody to a corner, bam! Somebody down the pipes in the middle.
Yeah.
Don't stand. If you got a corner, grab a corner. All right, especially post COVID.
Phil had a lot on his mind. I think Phil had a lot on his mind.
And probably.
The dude that's gonna fight you to get off last.
That's silly.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man. No, you go ahead, man. All right.
Like, bro, come on.
I said it first. That means you got
to
go.
Well, what are we going to do here? It's a stalemate.
Hey, man, it's good to be curt.
I got a lot.
Too respectful, folks, man. All right, let's we'll put a bow on it. Center point. Be better, your customer service. Center point. Phenomenal job with the street team, man. I mean, these guys and gals are tremendous. Hey, if you get on the elevator, put your phone on. Put your call on hold. That was a serious question, by the way. I didn't really know how to feel about it, but put your call on hold at the very least. If not, call them back. By the way, just real quick, we will be at Buffalo Wild Wings, Washington Avenue, tomorrow. Right, little Thirsty Thursday. Back over at Washington Ave, Buffalo Wild Wings on Thursday. If you can make it, come through. Big shout out to Bud Light for making that happen. And then Friday, Big City Wings in Humble. 5324 Atascocita Road, Humble, Texas. I want to give you the location because there's so many Big City Wings around the city that it's, I think there's a couple up that way. I've actually gone to the wrong one before. So
that one's about a mile from my crib.
Well, there you go. Won't you come on? Oh, my bad. You got to be up here, don't you?
Yeah.
We may be able to work.
Son of a
bitch. We may be able to work something out.
Don't tease me.
What?
That makes it worse. Stop.
Well, just come on through. If you're out there, you're listening, if you want to, hey book it, man. Washington Ave, Thursday, Buffalo Wild Wings, and up in Humble on Friday. Come on through. Hang out with us. Break a little bread. Maybe you can win something.
Figgy will probably be out there. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's right. Why not, man?
Yeah.
Capturing a little video, man.
I don't know if there's anything to work out the next 2 days, Tyler. I think you're...
I'm not sure I'm ever going to be at another live broadcast, Phyllis.
Tyler's
going to Breckenridge Friday, ain't you?
I am. I'm going to Breckenridge.
I mean, this guy's vacations, man.
Breckenridge is nice.
This guy, like the caliber vacays.
Speaking of vacays.
He is highfalutin.
Money ain't going to spend itself.
Speaking of vacay, Laramie Tunsil, he's on the...
That's debatable.
Laramie Tunsil's on the...
Make some of mine does.
He's on the injury report, guys.
Is he?
For rest.
Oh, he played well a couple weeks.
For rest day.
After a bye week?
I'll give you the rest of the injury report. There are some important
damnedest thing.
There's some other important things you need to know, including Christian Harris, Kenyon Green, and others who have missed games. We'll let you know all of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, Tyler, what is the breaking news? And it's Texans breaking news.
Yes, Texans breaking news on a hump day. This just came across the wire. Schultz report. Jordan Schultz, he tweets out, sources say it's official. Texans standout safety Jalen Petrie, who suffered that torn pectoral muscle, he is done for the 2024 season. There will be no return for Jalen Petrie to D'Amico's defense this year. It's a tough loss. Jalen Petrie is not going to be playing any more football.
All right, so one would assume that he is going to go ahead and have surgery on that. There was a talk when it first happened that they weren't sure if he was going to have surgery on that. And then there was some, I think, excitement because he was not placed on IR, but clearly they've had to make the decision. And if you're just joining us and you missed Tyler at the top of the segment, according to Jordan Schultz, who covers the NFL, Jalen Petrie is going to miss the remainder of the season with that torn pec that he has. And for me, Clint, I think this is a big loss, a major loss. He was one of the guys that was playing at a Pro Bowl level. And to me, following the Jets game, they were finding a really, really good groove in how to use him. Now, they're replaced, I mean, with guys that are capable and have experience there with Jimmy Ward, but this just is going to test their depth. As we know, hell, Jimmy Ward's coming off a concussion. It's not even, 100% sure, although good news is he is not on the injury report at all. But he's had times where he's missed time, and it's just potentially test your depth there. But this is a big loss. Jalen Petrie, according to Jordan Schultz, out for the season, Clint.
Yeah, look, I mean, there's a couple of layers here, right? Is when Jalen Petrie comes out, then Jimmy Ward leaves the safety position and comes down and plays nickel, because you really don't have any depth at that nickel position. No. You have to dip into the depth and the starter at safety. So it's the ripple effect impacts his football team. But on the Jalen Petrie front, look, I agree with you. I think there was a, at the beginning of the season, and I still think there were some, in man-to-man coverage situations, Jalen Petrie needs to be protected, as does Eric Murray, as does Jimmy Ward, really, as does anybody not named Derek Stingley at this point in time, and possibly Kamari Lassiter. But the truth of the matter was boy, he was really coming into his own in at that nickel position, and was really becoming a difference maker, was starting to shine, and was covering, I think, better than most expected. And so, yeah, it's a shame to lose a guy like that. When Jalen Petrie, without a doubt, is one of, if not the most instinctual player on this team. You can argue that defensively, Jimmy Ward has got some pretty, some pretty solid instincts at that nickel position, so I'm not worried about it. But those his instincts are really, Aziz has some some elite instincts in playing the position. I think there's no doubt about it that Toa Toa has shown some recently, and allows them to play at or above their ceiling a little more often than other folks. But losing Jalen Petrie, boy, you lose that guy that just has crazy, crazy instincts and has a way of finding the ball, getting his nose to the ball, and that losing that guy hurts, no doubt about it. Whether you're just talking depth or you're talking about the ripple effect of having to move a safety down and now you're playing a rookie more than you wanted to deep. We'll see how it actually impacts on Sundays, but boy, on paper and just discussing it, it sure seems like it's going to be a painful miss.
And Brandon Scott coming in for the Texans report next segment. He is. We'll get his thoughts. He was around the building, been around the building, a lot of injury things from Christian Harris, and now this latest breaking news with Jalen Petrie. We'll get his thoughts coming up next with that. Also, Jordan Schultz he's got multiple Schultz reports.
Is he after him?
He is. We're not going to hit the sounder on this one, Clint, but this one we've been talking about, we've been hearing about. It seemed like earlier today there were signs that it may happen, and it finally has happened. Bill Belichick, the greatest coach, arguably the greatest coach in the history of football, 6 championships, is not going to coach for the Dallas Cowboys, is not going to coach for the Jacksonville Jaguars, not going to coach for any of those openings in the NFL. Nope. He is going to the home of Michael Jordan, the basketball school, North Carolina. He is going to be the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. That is confirmed now. They have agreed to a deal, and he is going to become the next head coach. 73 years old, following Mac Brown, he is going to be the next head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels. I am floored by this. I cannot believe that this is where he is, and this is where he is going to coach.
Yeah, look, when he left New England, boy, you sure thought he was going to land at a premier job in the NFL, and if it nobody ever thought college, but if it were, you would think it would be to replace a guy like Saban or at one of these big time programs, blue blood football programs, and it's not. I don't know what to make of it from a destination standpoint, but I'm excited to watch it all unfold. I think the NFL game. The college game is more and more becoming more and more like the NFL every day. I don't know how Bill Belichick is going to recruit and relate to 18 to 21, 22-year-olds. I don't know how that works. I do believe that the 6 Super Bowl trophies. I do believe that the resume will work for a brief period of time. And if he gets in there and his plan works the way that he thinks it will work, and I do believe that his plan will actually work more. His approach will actually work better with younger players that need the development, younger players that don't have the money. I know NIL's out there, but let's be honest, it's not NFL money. To some it is, but it's not to all. I do think they will respond differently than the and better than the NFL players did. To that old school way of doing things, especially if they feel like he's going to help them get to the next level. But I think that there's a 2-year window, Ron. They better win, and they better win big in 2 years.
Like, what do you mean win big? Like, because they're 6.
Well, I mean,
six
we just saw year. SMU win the ACC.
You talking about?
I'm sorry. Go undefeated and lose in the ACC championship.
So you're talking playoff type.
Yeah. What'd they do? Win the 6 games this year?
6.
Is that what North Carolina won this
six,
year?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I think you got to show major improvement. I think you got to win 8 or 9 games next year, and then you got to be in ACC championship conversations within 2 years, which will put you in a playoff. Yeah, I think without that from Bill Belichick, I think his way of doing things and his personality and I think it's going to wear folks thin, and I think it's going to be over with quick. But if you prove right away to develop players and get them to the next level, I think there's a chance it could take off.
Bill Belichick in college at North Carolina. This really happened. All right, coming up, our Texans report. Brandon Scott, he will join us, and there's a lot of news to cover coming off the bye week. Christian Harris, how did he look out there? What's he hearing from D'Amico and Joe Mixon and C.J. Stroud, all the guys who spoke today? And we'll get his thoughts on the latest breaking news, Jalen Petrie out for the season. That's coming up.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next with Brandon.
Football in H-Town is on the rise.
I love D'Amico Ryans, man. I tell you what.
H-Town, I'm back.
Our guy B. Scott has all the latest from the gridiron.
I don't see no bitches nowhere around here.
It's time for your weekly Texans report.
We ain't laying down for nobody.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, that's right. 440, that means it is the Texans report. And our guy Brandon Scott is live with us here on The Drive. A lot of news, Brandon, and we got to get your thoughts immediately because we broke through the last segment. Jordan Schultz reporting this, that Jalen Petrie, he had, as what was reported before, partially torn pec. Jordan Schultz is reporting that he is actually going to be out for the remainder of the season, and they're going to be without Jalen Petrie. They didn't put him on IR. Are you surprised at all that this is the direction that it is going with Jalen Petrie, that he's done for the year?
No, I mean, based on what was reported before, I mean, it sounded like the whole reason for not putting him on IR or for not ruling him out for the rest of the season was just on some hopeful type of stuff, right? Like, could he play through the pain? Would there not be a risk of furthering the injury if he goes out there and plays through it? But, I mean, it looks like they've made the decision that it's in his best interest and their best interest for him to go ahead and get it right. Yeah. I do think it is, like, I mean, it's an understatement to say it's a major hit to the defense. I think ever since we found out about this injury, there has been a little bit of hope of, hey, well, Jalen Petrie will be back at some point. You know, maybe he'll be around for the playoff run or something like that. But obviously that's not in play. And the thing about Jalen Petrie, as we all know, is that he just completely changes the complexity of the defense, or changes what the defense is able to do through his versatility. They're a completely different defense with him out there on the field. And so without him, they got to figure a lot of things out.
How big is the news that it looks like Jimmy Ward is going to play? I mean, given what you just talked about, Jimmy Ward gives you the answer. I think the top answer of depth at that nickel defender position brings some of the instincts that Jalen Petrie brings. I'll be honest with you, B. Scott. I've just assumed he was cleared. I didn't realize that we were still waiting on this, but I heard Nick Caserio talking about it a little earlier, looking like he's going to play this week. So just thoughts on Jimmy Ward being back as it relates to, obviously, no Jalen Petrie.
Yeah, no, it's big. It's the closest thing that they have to Jalen Petrie, and even then, we're not talking about the same type of thing just because of where Jimmy Ward is in his career at this point. But think about that. Just think about your question right there, Clint. We know what the history has been with Jimmy Ward since he got here, and even before he got here. He's dealt with injuries quite a bit over the last few seasons, and so even from that standpoint, with Jimmy Ward out there filling in for Jalen Petrie, you're kind of hanging by a thread, you know? Because it feels like by the second quarter, Jimmy Ward could,
with his injury.
That's what I'm saying. He could just as easily be out of the game. And so you are a Jimmy Ward injury away from having to play an entirely different type of defense. And I think that's got to be a concern for the Texans defense.
That's right. Brandon Scott jumping in. The breaking news, if you have just missed it, Jalen Petrie having, I would say, a Pro Bowl level season. I don't know if he would make it, but a Pro Bowl level season is out for the year. They lose him, but it looks like, and I got to give you your props, give it up to B. Scott. Last time we were here, Brandon told us, in regards to Christian Harris, I expect him to be practicing the week of, but not really able potentially to play yet. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on that now? He was out on the practice field. There's video of it. Looked like he was moving around in drills pretty well. What was the feel you got from Christian Harris? And do you think what's happened with their linebacker situation, Azeez Alshire, that has any effect on when he returns?
Yeah, I'm a little closer to thinking that he could play. And then also, just to kind of piggyback on the conversation we were just having about the nickel defender spot and how tenuous it is. Obviously, you don't have Jalen Petrie. You knew that going in, that you wouldn't have him at least this week. But now he's ruled out for the season. Jimmy Ward is your answer. You're probably going to play a lot more of your base defense anyway. And so your linebacker play is like hyper focused now on how well those guys cover and who's the best guy that they have in that room that's like that, or who do they not have like the other? That's Christian Harris. Like, he is the most different, most, I would say, specific kind of player like that. So, yeah, I feel a lot better about his potential for playing after watching him out there or seeing that he was out there on the practice field today. But I would imagine that that's still, you know, Clint, you were hitting on this earlier in the week, man. I mean, he hasn't played football in so long.
Yeah.
The contact, everything that just goes into playing a football game.
D'Amico said that today.
Yeah, I mean, even if he does play, you got to imagine he'd be on some type of snap count. Maybe he's in there for certain types of situations. You imagine that both defenses in this game are going to want to be defending the middle of the field like crazy. So there's going to be a role for him if he's able to go, but I can't imagine he's out there, you know, being anything close to what he was the last time we saw him.
Well, the thought that you know, like Aziz's situation is going to impact the decision. To me, it's a simple decision. Do they feel like he's ready to play? Cool. If not, boom, we roll with who you got. Like there's no, because we're so thin at linebacker, we're going to have a 10% of the plays, you know, package for that. To me, that's silly. Like, either can he go or can he not go? And if he can go, get him in there and let's ride. Like, I mean, that's the guy. But on another note, the left guard situation for this football team is some more news that's come about the last day or so. Juice Scruggs appearing to be injured. Kenyon Green returning. What do you think happens at the left guard position this week?
Yeah, it's left guard has turned into a bigger story than I think I realized it would be. Obviously, I think we were all surprised that Kenyon Green was out there because he had pretty much been ruled out. Nobody refuted any of the reporting that was out there that he wasn't going to play again this season. Then we look up and he's at practice and he's able to return all of a sudden. So that in and of itself, of course, is a surprise. But then we learned about Juice Scruggs today, okay? We learned about Juice Scruggs and the foot injury, mm-hmm. and he's going to be out for a few weeks. That's a major development. The issue is, and I was talking about this on In the Loop yesterday, is that they have two interior offensive line positions that they are trying to get right and really only have one player that's been at least average to above average at either position, and that's the backup in Jared Patterson. Like, it's kind of gone underrated that Juice Scruggs has also performed because he was moved from his spot from center to guard, a position that he doesn't even play. And now we're talking about, okay, who's going to play that position between the guy who was, you know, about to get benched and you know, probably should have been benched and people don't want to see out there versus the guy who doesn't even play the position and now he's out. So it was Zach Thomas, I think they had out there today.
Yeah, not the retired.
Not the retired one, but the linebacker that played.
His sister looks just like him.
Yeah, played for the Patriots previously. So that could be their answer. Obviously, Kendrick Green is still on the team, but left guard now is a curious situation for
you. You think it's Kenyon Green out there? Do you think Kenyon Green will be the starting left guard on Sunday versus the Dolphins?
Well, that makes the most sense now, especially if Juice Scruggs is hurt and, like, you're not even talking about weighing the two. I mean,
do you think when he left, he was over Kendrick Green?
No, I think when he left, he was one of the worst guards in football.
That's what I'm saying. Because the last we saw him, Kendrick Green was over him, and Kendrick Green is still out here. That's why I wonder, does he now re-jump him coming back from injury? I've
seen some of my colleagues make the case for Kenyon Green because of what he does for you in the run game.
Yeah, DJ Bieniemy's big on
that.
Yeah,
and what he's capable of in the run game. But the reality is he was hurting you out there, man. Like, let's not forget. Let's not act like we didn't see what we saw. He was hurting you out there. He was one of the worst. Him and Shaq Mason together as a combo, probably one of the worst combination of guards in all
juice
of football.
Between them, yeah.
I mean, it was really bad out there. So it's not like you can just expect now he's coming back from an injury. He was supposed to be fully healthy coming off of a whole year to get right.
Yeah.
When we were seeing that, now he's coming off of a shoulder dislocation, and we're expecting it to be better.
Yeah.
It's a question.
We're really looking to be positive if we're going to really lean into.
But maybe Jared Patterson.
I tried at the start of the season.
No,
Clint.
I'm talking about Kenyon Green.
I tried at the start.
If we're going to lean into, yeah, but he brings a little more to the table in the run. Like, we're really trying to be positive.
They're all fixable.
Yeah. I tried.
Which, I mean, that's cool. I'm just telling you, like, there's.
I tried about 15, 16 weeks ago. I tried.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, there's. No, I think there are some things there in the run game that are promising. I mean, that you can see, like, hey, man, if this guy develops a little bit, he's got a chance. But there's nothing that he's done where I would go, boy, this guy's better in a run blocking than Juice. They're both young dudes that don't that get out of pocket and don't really, you know. I would say Juice is significantly more impressive with just how he plays, the physicality that he brings, the dog that appears to be there. I just, it's a stretch for me to say that, you know, the positive is that Kenyon brings more than the other guys in the run game. Hell, I would even say that Kendrick Green, the guy that you talked about, the small sample size that we saw of him, just the effort that he plays with and the skill set that he has to play to with them short arms and the quick feet, like he's got to play different, but my man's got some dog in him. My man's at least coming. My man's at least giving it. Like, I don't know that we've necessarily seen that on a Sunday from Kenyon Green yet.
I do think
he looks like he's swimming the majority of the time.
I do think it's an indictment that in a smaller sample size, albeit, the backups, whether it's Jared Patterson or Kendrick Green, have been arguably more impressive than the highly drafted starters, the first round pick in Kenyon Green and the second round pick at center.
Betting on the come with them boys
in Juice Scruggs. Like, I mean, and that's the reality of it, and the math is messed up for the Texans because you got one decent offensive lineman and two spots to fill.
Yeah.
And that's not even to say anything about the right guard position that's been curious as well.
Before we get you out of here, B. Scott, do you, just being around the building, hearing them the last, since the bye week, since Monday, do you get the sense that we're going to see serious adjustments, changes off the bye week, offensively or defensively, which I think a lot of people who listen to this show and listen to and follow the Texans are hoping to see?
Yeah, so I felt like we have started to see the adjustments even going into the bye week and that have started to work a little bit. And now it's just more so, not even to be cliche about it, but it's actually about like doing the work. And that's the issue that they've had. Like, they have had, and D'Amico Ryans has talked about this, they have had precision and physicality issues. And like, does the bye week help with that? What exactly helps with that after 13 games? I mean, y'all tell me, like, I'm not exactly sure when do you cure that if you are not a precise or physical enough football team, which has been an issue for the Texans, and you need to be that going against a Dolphins team where if you, like, you need precision to beat the Dolphins, and obviously if you are the more physical football team, that is advantage you, because that would be the one weakness that they have, is that they've been known not to be as physical of a football team. If you don't have those things down, I mean, like, I don't know what the adjustment is exactly, other than just doing that exactly better.
Yeah.
Being more precise and more physical of a football team.
It's adjusting around it.
Yeah, look, I mean, that's the fear here, in my opinion, is a physical football team is just going to trounce the Texans. That's the fear, is just like that physicality is going to be suffocating, right? But the reality of it is with this football team moving forward, we sit right now on December 11th. Like, this defense, the one thing that they can do, if the defense can at the very least keep the explosive plays to a minimum, keep the score down, don't get in shootouts, right, then this offense is talented enough to make enough plays to win ball games. But the minute that this defense starts getting ran through, like they have multiple times, it just seems to be like they come in groves. You know what I mean? It just, like Minnesota, bang, 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 bang. Next thing you know, you're like, what the hell happened? Right? Mac Jones in the second half, right? Like I don't think this team can withstand that versus better football teams, obviously.
Yeah. All right, that's Brandon Scott. He joins us each and every Wednesday, 4:40 for the Texans Report. We appreciate you, B. Scott. Coming up, a little 5 o'clock fire, NBA Cup tonight. The Rockets. This feels like their biggest game since the bubble.
You going, B. Scott?
Nah, man, we got a Christmas party.
We got
a
Christmas party.
We get loose at the party and go to the game.
And start till 8:30.
It is an 8:30.
Show up and be the party at the Rockets game.
I'll finish this tease and we can talk about it.
I'll meet you guys there.
Sorry. Big one tonight as the Rockets host the Warriors. Again, we'll get you updated if you are just joining us on the injury news. And there is news about Jalen Petrie as well as the breaking news of Bill Belichick. Just I don't know why, I just feel sad when I see that. That's all coming up next right here live on The Drive.